podcast where we tell embarrassing stories. We tell your stories. We definitely tell our stories. And we are here to laugh with you. We are here to cringe with you. We are here to just celebrate the levity of embarrassing moments. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn beet red.
How was your week?
What if we only talk in unison this whole time?
That would be scary.
Annoying. We tell the same stories in unison. They're like AI. This is taken over by AI. How was your week?
It was good. I feel like it went by super fast. Ripley.
Oh my gosh, Ripley.
You
Let's
recommended
talk about
that
it.
To me.
Oh.
So good.
Andrew Scott.
He's phenomenal.
He is so good. Do you know that I saw him in a play where he played eight characters? They were all eight. He played all of them, and it was a whole story, and it was Vanya. It was a Uncle Vanya.
Wow.
Like a modernization of Uncle Vanya, and he did everything. So I thought, okay, this is amazing. I've seen Fleabag.
Yeah, Fleabag was so good.
Slam. Ripley.
Yeah, I never remember his name. Everyone just calls him Hot Priest. That's like his nickname.
And he was just known as Priest in that show. And he said that like the audience named him Hot Priest.
He's so good.
He's so hot.
He's hot and he's good. Yeah, he's so, Ripley was phenomenal. I loved it.
Didn't it look like you were flipping through a coffee table book of just beautiful photographs, black and white photographs, yet it was a story. It was almost like a graphic novel of just these endless shadows and like contrast, and yet in the
I love the
of
direction.
It
felt very Wes Anderson to me.
Yes, yeah. Yes, definitely. I love photographs. It's my favorite artistic medium, basically. And so I loved the show.
It was
I love Italy. Oh, come on.
I know, but
Italy
where was
so
the
bad.
Pasta? They didn't show any like good Italian food.
They never
food.
Showed him eating anything.
It was only coffees. It was like coffees. I was like, wait, where's the Italian food? This is crazy.
Oh, that part with the robe. Forget it. No spoilers, but the robe moment.
The robe.
Who knew that a robe could decide your fate? That's all I have to say, and I'm not saying anything else.
Okay, so how was your week?
You're like, okay, so shut up.
Moving on. My face gives it all away. I'm like, okay, we're done talking about this now.
And we're done here. Blackout. Let's fiend. I don't know how to say finished in Italian. My week was fine. I just did some shtick, quote unquote shtick, as my husband says, with my husband, because he said that I'm always in a bad mood, and I was like,
how dare you?
I said, I'm changing the locks and you live in the garage now. And he was like, that's great shtick. So I told them, I told him I was going to tell that on the podcast.
You're never in a bad mood. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, I am. But not all the time. Today,
no, that's not fair. That's not fair.
I agree with you. And I told him I was going to tell it on Beat Red. And
that's
he
right.
said,
now he's Beat Red.
I'm going to sound like a jerk. And I said, you sure are.
You
but
do.
He's not a jerk. He's the best. Okay. Do you want to kick it off?
Yes. Let's Woo-hoo! Kick it off. Okay. This first story comes from my friend Melissa in Los Angeles. Thank you, Melissa. She's the best.
Yay.
When I was about 23, I went on my real first vacation in Hawaii with my family.
Oh, I love Hawaii.
That's a great place to go for your first vacation.
Yeah.
We stayed at the Royal Hawaiian in Waikiki, which was definitely haunted, but that's not what this story is about. I'm like, I want to hear that story,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I want to hear that story.
That's for a different podcast. Yeah. That's what I
you
hear
know
that
about
one.
That, Katie.
Hawaii was absolutely breathtaking, and I wanted to soak up every second of this vacation and pack in as many fun things as possible. My mom, my sister, and I decided to do an excursion to swim with the dolphins. None of us had ever done anything like this before, and we were all so excited.
That sounds beautiful.
Have you ever swam with the dolphins?
I mean, I've seen a dolphin next to me when I was boogie boarding.
Oh, you boogied
but
with the dolphins.
But you know what? I did not. I ran to the shore.
I've never done that either, but they're beautiful. I bet that would be so much
fun.
And
they're nice.
And they're
they
so sweet.
People.
They, like, save people from sharks.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Love that.
The swim with the dolphin business was family owned by a guy and his two sons. Right away, I noticed one of the sons was hot, and we started chatting and hitting it off. Swimming with the dolphins was such a cool experience. We all had so much fun. And during that time, I got to flirt and chat more with the hot son, who was one of our guides. After we finished swimming, I wasn't ready to leave, and I decided to take advantage of the paddle boards because those were included in our package.
Love paddle boards.
You've been paddleboarding too?
No, stand-up paddleboarding? Yeah, love them.
See, I haven't even done that either. I'm
Katie,
so...
I want, let's go together and I want to push you off.
No, yeah, I hate that. Okay. I wanted to show off for the hot sun, so I started paddleboarding around near him, trying to look like a graceful swan for my new soon-to-be husband.
I love it.
I love picturing her just flaunting around on the paddleboard. It makes me so happy. I was wearing a hot pink bikini, was in the best shape of my life, and I was feeling myself.
Whoa.
He couldn't stop staring at me, so my confidence only grew.
Yeah. Yes.
After about 5 minutes of this gratuitous display, the hot sun waved me over to the boat like he wanted to whisper something to me.
Oh!
All I could think was, it worked! Yes. I was thoroughly convinced that I was about to have a magical kiss upon a Costco paddleboard. So I... I love that she added that detail. So I eagerly paddled back to the boat as fast as I could. He beckoned my ear to his lips, and I leaned in closely, anticipating the sexy words he was about to utter. What he said next was not something I ever could have imagined.
Oh, no.
He said, yeah, your string is hanging out, as in my tampon string.
Oh! What?
I looked down, what? Turning bright red, and there it was, just hanging out the side.
This guy's a little bit crazy.
The string of death. Maybe he was trying to be nice and tell her, but the fact that that's so embarrassing.
You can't tell that person, I don't think. Oh, maybe you have to, but not if you're the hot guy she's flirting with.
But is that akin to telling someone you've got spinach in your teeth?
You need to call your sister, have her come to the boat and be like, oh my God, how are you? What's your name? And then be like, have her whisper in your ear, like, your tampon string.
But you know the sister would tell her anyway. So maybe he was trying to be direct.
Sexy?
It's not sexy.
I know you got your period.
But that is so humiliating because he was like staring at the string the whole time and she thought he was like staring at her, like flaunting around, and he's like, your string's hanging out. Like, I've been staring at it this whole time. Like,
that is so embarrassing. And that happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
All the time. Oh.
So embarrassing. Okay, so it doesn't stop there.
What did she do?
What happened after that was maybe even more embarrassing. I was so humiliated that I thought he was staring at me because he was into me, and then I realized that he was just staring at my very unsexy tampon string instead. Oh. So I panicked, and I blurted out, oh my God, thank you. Are the wieners ready? The wieners? What? He was in the middle of grilling hot dogs and hamburgers, and before he could even respond, I fell off the paddleboard. It's like a scene from a movie.
The trifecta.
She was so embarrassed that she blurted out, are the wieners ready? And fell off the paddleboard. It's like so jaw funny. Drops. Like, what?
She was 5 minutes before flirting her ass off. Yes. Just giving him the elevator up and down.
She was a little swan in a hot pink bikini. She was out there flaunting her stuff. And then all of a sudden, she's got a string hanging out. She's asking about wieners and she's falling off a paddleboard.
Which he probably had to retrieve. Let's be real. He worked there.
It's so good.
That is so funny.
After this comedy of errors, I didn't feel I could recover. And I was so embarrassed. I didn't even get to eat those wieners I was so fervently asking about.
Are the wieners ready?
The wieners.
Why did she say that?
It's so funny. I love it. Of all things.
That's like your fifth grade sleepover word.
Yes, are the wieners
for
ready?
For mom's coming. It's like, wieners.
It's so good. That being said, I had my mom and sis with me who saw everything, and they were so sweet and supportive. My sister said, who cares if a man saw you being a badass while bleeding uncontrollably?
Oh.
And my mom understood my embarrassment and my loss of appetite, so she took me out for Chinese once we got back to the hotel.
That is a great family. What a great story.
I know.
Ends really well.
And we don't have any about tampons.
No,
I was like, oh my God, that's so good. Tell us your tampon stories. I know there's tampon stories out there.
Oh,
so tell us your tampon stories. Yeah.
There's a million. And that is always happening. Why? I mean, I get you have to have a string, but I mean,
yeah.
Come on. String bikini.
The string bikini, the hot little hot pink bikini.
I want a t-shirt that says, are the wieners ready?
That is a good one, right? Are the wieners ready?
In our merch.
That needs to be part of the merch. Are the wieners ready?
We send that shirt to the next person who gives us a tampon story.
Are the wieners ready?
Are the wieners ready?
It's so good.
That is so good. Oh, and that was your real friend's name?
Yeah, thanks, Melissa. Yeah, that's my real friend.
Thanks, Melissa.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I just mean, you could use her name. That's so cool. All right. This is from Gabriella in Illinois, and she wrote, it was winter break from college, and I bought myself a ticket to Ireland. Excited to travel there, I'd packed all of my most cozy sweaters and scarves. I pictured myself bundled up walking the Brae of Greystone's cliffs by day and sipping whiskey in a local pub at night before snuggling into my bed at my warm hotel. Maybe I'd meet a handsome Irish stranger while I was there. I'd also packed my vibrator. As I made my way through security stateside, I noticed my bag being lifted off the belt by an agent and whisked away to the end of the line.
Oh, no.
It dawned on me that my vibrator was not well hidden and would be visible when they searched the bag. I started to sweat. The TSA agent searching my bag was a really nice older man.
Oh, no. Ooh.
Ma'am, do you have any personal electronics like a curling iron in here?
Ooh.
Oh, he doesn't even know. He said as he unzipped my bag, I felt naked. He pulled the top of my suitcase
open, and there it was.
My vibrator in plain view of this nice old man's eyeballs.
And probably a lot of other people who are watching you get stopped and your bag getting unzipped in front of everyone. That is so embarrassing.
Do you have any personal electronics like a curling iron, sir? Yeah. That's not a curling iron. We both stared at it. He gingerly poked around the sides of the suitcase and then hurriedly zipped it all back up. To make things worse, he looked me dead in the eye and said, have a nice trip. With a little smile, I grabbed my bag and scurried toward my gate.
Okay, humiliated. I want to know what the vibrator looked like, though. Like, was it actually dick shaped, or was it,
was it just like a little wand?
Who knows? Like, what's the situation? But it would be way more embarrassing if it was like a giant, veiny dick.
Vibrating veiny dick.
And it went off, and the guy's like,
you know,
he held it up and was like, what? We need to check over here. We need to x-ray this.
There's a deadly weapon.
We need to x-ray this again.
This is going to kill some young lady.
Yeah, that's
we've had one vibrator story, but this one, I'm sure that happens all the time.
Yeah, I've heard that one a bunch, actually.
They go off, and then you, like, of course, your bag has to get searched.
You're like, whoops.
Yep. I bet they see a million of those.
Yep.
Wow. I would just do it. If I was TSA, I would just, like, make another notch on the wall of dicks, the wall of vibrators. keep it light.
All right. I got another one for you.
All right.
This next story comes from Kelsey in Arizona, and she writes, in high school, I was kind of an awkward teen. I was nice and got along with everyone, but I wasn't exactly what you would call popular. I didn't really come into my own until my 20s. In high school, of course I wanted to be popular, and I had crushes, and I did my best to just blend in. I'd had a job since I was 15, and I saved up to buy this incredibly beautiful white Calvin Klein bra. It was mesh lace, and I thought it was so sexy. Even though I didn't have anyone to actually wear it for at the time, I loved wearing it, and it made me feel hot. I wore it to school immediately. I was on the swim team in high school and practice was about to start, so I changed into my bathing suit in the restroom. Practice went well, swimming was something I excelled at, and practices were always co-ed, so I got to stare at one of my crushes too. After practice, I went to go change back into my clothes and realized my beautiful new bra was missing.
No.
I couldn't believe it. Devastated, I raced around the locker room asking all of the other girls if they'd seen it. They all said no, and I was so bummed out. I could only imagine someone stole it. For the next couple of swim practices, the bathrooms were out of order, and it was kind of a nightmare. It was a total pain, and all of the kids were complaining. When you were soaking wet and cold and you had to pee, you had to traipse a really far distance to these gross porta-potties.
Ew.
Finally, after a couple of days, the janitor finally came to work on the plumbing issue. He emerged from the bathroom to the pool area where a bunch of us were chatting and talking, and he was carrying what used to resemble my beautiful bra, now covered in poo and God knows what else.
What?
Immediately, a bunch of the girls started shouting, hey, Kelsey, isn't that your missing bra? Everyone turned and stared at me, including my crush, and I was so embarrassed.
What? Did someone throw her bra down the toilet?
I guess when I was changing into my bathing suit, it must have fallen into the toilet and clogged it. So not only was my once beautiful and now covered in sewage bra being attributed to me, I was also the source of frustration from all of the kids for the broken bathroom. I don't know how that incident didn't earn me a nickname, but I'm so glad it blew over quickly.
Oh, and your crush sees like just a poopy bra.
Well, anyone calling your name about anything and everyone turning and staring at you is already embarrassing. So but embarrassing. Then they're literally shouting out, isn't that your bra? And it's covered in poo. And they're holding it up in front of everyone. Why did the janitor do that? Like, he probably came out to shame them. Like, who did this? Who stuffed this down here? Yeah, my first thought was, oh, somebody stole it or like shoved
it
down there.
Like a bully, like just a jealous bully.
Yeah, but she thinks it happened when she was changing.
Yeah, that's, and then she flushed the toilet. I don't know. That's so bad though. Mm-hmm. That those stories, I mean, that when something beautiful gets ruined, I hate those.
I know. She saved up her money to buy it, and it was the first day she wore it, which is so sad.
Yeah.
And then everyone turned and stared at her in her poop cover bra. It's like so embarrassing.
It's funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell a story that goes along with that. Okay. Mm. All right. This comes from Brent in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Okay, Brent.
Hey, Brent. So he writes, I own a big lug of a dog. She's a cuddly, fluffy brown labradoodle that I bought for way too much money as a puppy from a responsible breeder. I know that adopting from a shelter is more humane. It is. But I opted to spend a small fortune on Claire. I had the dog of my dreams, and on the outside, she fit the description. There's no easy way to say this, but on the inside, Claire is dumb as bricks. She runs so fast, tries to stop herself, can't, and inevitably her momentum thrusts her into doors, windows, and downstairs sometimes.
What is wrong with this dog?
She's dumb, dumb.
She can't stop herself. She's a sweet dumb.
She doesn't play fetch. She's untrainable and barks all the time. Also, Claire eats everything. She started with shoes and anything I left on the ground. One day we were on a walk and Claire was squatting to go number two for longer than normal. Taking forever, the poor girl was pushing and pushing. From where I stood, I noticed this really weird thing barely poking out of her bum. Inching forward to have a closer look, I recoiled at what I saw. She had the tip of a brown sock sticking out of her bum.
Oh, gross.
Poor Claire was straining and straining, and I knew I probably should just pull it out and relieve her. I'm no vet, but Claire hadn't had a bowel movement in a day or so, and I now knew why. She'd eaten a sock, and it had traveled through her body to this moment in a public park. I looked around to make sure there were no witnesses to what I was about to do. I was alone in a secluded area of the park, and I dove at her, grabbed the tip of the sock, and started gently yanking it out of her body. Disgusting.
I've had to do that before for my dog.
Oh my God. What'd your dog eat?
Because that's the thing, is he doesn't eat anything except for certain fabrics. So the only thing he's eaten before are like socks or like pieces of fabric.
You had to pull a sock out of your dog's butt.
No, it wasn't a sock, but like I've had to pull like little pieces of like fabric out of there
and
that
were
like
stuck. Sticks out and you're like, oh, I gotta get that.
Yes.
I don't have a dog. I've never had a dog.
It's really gross, but you have to do it.
Okay. So he did the right thing, but gross. That's
yeah,
so
no,
gross.
You have to help them. They can't get it out. Yeah.
No, or yeah. Mm-hmm. Ugh. So let me just tell you, it was disgusting. The sock was covered in feces, and all I kept saying as I pulled was shit, 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 shit. I love how he says it was covered in feces, but then he's just being like, shit,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard a loud voice pretty close by yell. Why are you playing with that dog's asshole?
Oh, no. Gross.
I looked up to see a disheveled woman practically next to me with her eyes bulging out. She must have arrived while I was in my sock yanking trance. I said, I'm not playing with her asshole, ma'am. I'm trying to pull a sock from her butt.
Yeah.
I was practically yelling by the end of the sentence. All of a sudden, there were other people around who were now looking at us. Everyone's gaze landed on me as I finished pulling the sock from Claire's body. Claire shuddered and a long string of dog feces came out and landed with a plop onto my new white shoes.
No!
That's the worst. Oh, are you kidding me? Claire felt better. As she jumped up and scratched the ground, I tried not to throw up. I had dog poop on my shoe. So much of it that there was no other way than to take it off and wipe it on the grass as people watched.
Yeah.
The woman shuffled away, mumbling something about how nasty that was. The same lady from Walmart. Yeah. I laugh now thinking about it. But in the moment, I was humiliated.
Yeah, it's definitely embarrassing to have everybody staring at you while you're pulling a sock out of your dog's butt. Yeah. And then a woman accusing you of playing with your dog's asshole.
Honestly, yelling that though, like, why are you playing with that dog's asshole?
Yeah.
That's so gross and embarrassing.
And that's just, then everybody's like, what's happening? Is he molesting the dog? Like, what's going on? And then everybody comes over and they're looking at you like, what's going on? It's embarrassing.
That all dog owners that have had to pull things out of their dog's butt have a collective sigh in unity right now as they listen to this story.
I would have been a applauding.
You would have been a
great job. You did it. You got to do it. You got to help them.
That's disgusting.
It's really gross, but you do.
A poop covered bra and a poop covered sock. What
poop
you got?
Covered things. This next one does not have to do with poop.
Good. Okay.
For once. Okay.
Good, good, good.
This next story comes from Lynn in Los Angeles, and she writes, it was around 2008, 2009, party girl era. The Hills were on, and I was trying to be that bitch.
Oh, God.
We were at the Staples Center at Hyde for a Clippers game. I went with my friends, Jen and Marie. We went to the game and then stayed after until Hyde became a club because our friend was a promoter. You know, you have to have those promoter friends if you don't want to wait in line. Yep, I remember those days. Lots of promoter friends. Mine was much earlier, 2005-ish, but...
Same, 2003.
We end up getting some drinks and hanging out at a table when a group of guys come over and start talking to us. The first to speak was this guy, Tom, who was interested in my friend Jen, and it turned out he was a drummer in a band, and they had just taped Conan earlier in the day, so he and his bandmates were super excited and definitely bragging, but we were excited for them.
I wonder what band. I love...
I know.
They're a big deal if they're on Conan.
Tom's roommate, who was also there, was Ryan Cabrera. Remember Ryan Cabrera?
No, was
yeah,
that?
He was like a singer. I think he was on the Hills too.
Okay.
He had like spiky blondish hair.
Frosted tips?
Yes, very classic for that time. Very, very classic. So they all came and sat at our table and we hit it off and we're all laughing and taking shots and having a great time and we all get completely shit-faced. We collectively decided that we needed a cigarette, so we all snuck out to this one area where we thought we could smoke and there was a banister. In my drunken state, I also thought it would be hilarious to slide down it. So I did.
Oh.
When I slid off, I landed completely crooked and my stiletto heels did not support me at all and I twisted both of my ankles so badly to the point I thought they were broken.
Oh, God.
The imagery of the stiletto heels landing on the ground and the ankles just going.
Just snapping. I cannot feel my knees right now. I cannot feel my knees.
My ankles immediately ballooned up and were super swollen.
That is terrible.
Everyone thought they were broken and I couldn't walk. I was trying to play it off and save face.
Play it off.
The best part because she's drunk. She's like, I'm fine.
Don't worry, guys. She's still sitting
like
on the floor an hour later.
Her ankles are like purple and they're like massive and swollen.
That's terrible. At least she doesn't feel it yet because she's drunk, right? So it's like, you don't feel that stuff.
No, you don't feel it yet. You try to be like, it's fine. Then you wake up the next day and you're like, oh my God.
You're like, somebody get my shoes. My feet don't, my feet are the size of my head.
Been there. Yeah. Tom and Ryan came running over and were like, oh my God, are you okay? In my drunken state, I wasn't feeling the pain as badly and I didn't want to miss out on the fun. So I said I was fine and I wanted to keep hanging
out. No. Did they have to just drag her around like Bernie?
They picked me up and carried me outside.
Oh my God.
Put me in someone's car. I can't remember whose now.
She has broken ankles.
She blew her ankles off and she's like down to party. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Where are we going next? Like, I love it. Like, yes. I mean, I so relate to this. I would have done the same
thing.
She's
army crawl into every club.
She's army crawling into the club. She's getting carried around like Weekend at Bernie's. It's fine.
Yes.
Okay, Jen and Maria and I went to Tom and Ryan's house. They had just rented a huge house in Sunset Hills through the record label, and the view was breathtaking. We were all marveling at the surroundings and listening to Tom and his bandmates talk about how they were going to be famous. And then Ryan, who must have been feeling left out, picked up his guitar and proceeded to sing every single one of his songs.
Every single one.
So I'm sitting there wasted and my filter is gone and I couldn't stop making fun of him. I was like, are you serious? You're just going to keep playing all of your songs at us?
That's harsh. That's a harsh peanut gallery
I love
right
it.
There.
Because when you're drunk, you just say whatever
her
you want.
Her ankles are like all swollen and bloody. And she's like, you are going to be playing guitar for us right
are
now.
Are you serious right now? He's like, are you seriously still
He's
here
like,
with your busted ankles?
You need
ankles?
An ambulance.
I love it so much. Maria was trying to play the peacemaker and shut me up and convince Ryan that he was great and to keep playing while Jen and Tom were making out. At one point, Jen came up for air and she helped me to the bathroom. Drunk people are a very curious bunch. While heading to the bathroom with Jen walking and me limping, in our drunken state, we stumbled into Ryan's room and were amused and horrified that it appeared to be a shrine to himself.
Oh,
we couldn't stop laughing. And for some reason, I had the idea to grab a pen and we proceeded to draw little tiny dicks all over his room.
This girl is a little crazy.
I love it. I love it.
That poor guy.
I love it. It wasn't like graffiti or destroying property or anything like that. Just a ton of itty bitty dicks everywhere. We left right after that. And when I woke up the next morning, I had to go straight to urgent care for my ankles, which were thankfully only sprained. I cringed to think about my fall in front of everyone, how I acted, and what Ryan must have thought when he saw all of those teeny dicks everywhere.
That.
Hopefully he didn't connect the dots that it was us and assumed a former tenant did it.
Oh, you know what? The teeny dicks, that's funny.
Little
like,
teeny
like
teeny.
They, like just like saying like, oh, no, you're really into yourself, so you might have a small penis.
Yeah, but they're so itty bitty that like probably you would just think it was like what is that,
ant.
A bug?
Like,
yeah, like is that a little, there's little bugs.
We need an exterminator in here.
Little teeny itty bitty dicks. It's really funny.
It is pretty funny. I'm always amazed at the creativity.
Right?
When you get drunk and like
drunken
you just think
creativity.
Things are going to be such a good idea. And then you just wake up and you're like, what did I do again?
And to have to relive that. Cause like in the moment you don't care about anything. You're like, who cares? No. I just threw up. Who cares? I just fell. Who cares? Like I just shit myself.
Who cares? This guy playing the guitar is crying.
Pissed all over the road. Like you don't care. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, oh my God, that's when the shame and the embarrassment hits you. So like her like imagining herself flying down the banister and her ankles flying out, breaking
stilettos.
Just like busted, like huge swollen ankles, like, and then continuing to like make fun of him at his own house.
And then
draw little dicks all over his wall.
Dicks all over his wall. Yeah. What a night.
That was a night.
But
it's
a
pretty funny story.
What a night. That is really funny. I hope she's okay.
I hope
she can walk.
Yeah.
I hope she got back on her feet and is
she did.
Doing good.
She
doing
lived well. To draw a dick another day.
She lived to draw to yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it. You said it. She lived to draw a dick another day. Oh my gosh. Okay. That sounds like a little bit of like an Irish, like
she lived to draw a dick another day.
Another day. Oh, sorry, Ireland. I butchered my accent. Okay.
What you got?
This is from Gary in Tucson, Arizona, and he writes, a couple of years ago, I was staying in a hotel in Gillette, Wyoming, in the middle of a long road trip. I was in desperate need of some rest after a long day's drive. There wasn't a whole lot around in terms of dining, so I opted for room service. The food came pretty quickly, more quickly than I expected, as I had yet to take a shower to get the day's drive off of me. So I decided to shower first and then eat. The shower was resplendent. I felt completely refreshed and was now starving.
That's the best feeling in the world. When you get a nice, when there's good shower pressure in the hotel, you've gotten a nice hot shower, you're feeling clean, you're feeling good.
Dive into some food and watch some junk TV. So I threw on my boxer shorts and devoured my meal without putting anything else on. I had a burger. After a day of gas station snacks, that burger was delicious. After I finished, I rolled the portable dining table out into the hall to help clear out the food smell. Pushing it out into the silent hallway, I made sure to place it flush with the wall so it didn't get in anyone's way.
I know what's coming next.
But one of the wheels got stuck, and as I was manhandling the cart into position, I heard a click behind me.
Oh, no. I knew it.
The door to my room had closed, and my keys were left inside. Not the end of the world, except I hadn't put any clothes on.
That's so embarrassing.
So there I was standing in the hallway in nothing but my boxer shorts.
At least you have boxer shorts.
Right? Well, you'd be weird if you were like, naked.
Oh, no.
In
if
the
I
hallway.
Was standing in a bra and underwear, I would be like humiliated. That'd be so
Girls,
embarrassing.
It's different because, you have your underwear on and it's
no,
a lot
I would
more
be
revealing.
So embarrassing.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do. What
would
you
do?
I would
be so embarrassing. I would be so embarrassed.
Like, try to.
What can you do? You can't get back into your room. Like, maybe try to steal a towel from, like, one of those carts if there was one in the hallway to, like, wrap yourself up in.
Maybe knock across the hallway and be like, do you have a towel or robe?
Who knows who's in there, though?
Someone comes out and kills you immediately.
It's so awkward. That sucks. That's never happened to me. I've never gotten trapped out of a hotel room, but I've heard of that happening, and that is, like, a nightmare for sure.
And well, it's different for guys. I think you're right. It's a little bit easier, but still. I waited for a couple of minutes, hoping that a staff member or maid would come by and save me from the inevitable walk of shame I'd have to make through the hotel lobby.
Yeah, no, you'd have to. I would probably stay on the floor and I would look for a cart with a towel or look for a maid to be like, hey, can you help me? I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
like,
but who knows? It's nighttime, maybe.
Yeah, if there's no one there, you don't have another option. Like, what else can you do? Ugh. Like, go try to find a bathroom on the
That's
floor
so
and, like, put some paper towels
and
yourself.
Like wrap yourself up like a mummy and walk and be like, whoa, I had awkward towel on my wall. Like,
yeah, you do a toilet paper.
That's what I would do.
You would do the toilet paper.
I would go and wrap myself in a ton of toilet paper like a mummy and I would go down to the lobby and put on, do some shit.
And you'd pretend it was Halloween and just be like, I lost my key.
I'd be like, you better get out of the line. I'm haunting this place. Is that what mummies do? Mummies say
you're
that,
a mummy
right?
ghost now.
Mummy ghost. This is built on ancient ruins. I am a mummy from underground. You shouldn't have built on me.
I mean, that versus having That's to go psycho. Just in your bra and underwear, it might be better.
Yeah.
Might be better.
No, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
So no one came and I made the decision that needed to be made. I marched down the hall to the elevator and boldly pushed the button for the lobby. No one came out of their room. So far, so good. All I needed to do was weather the embarrassment of talking to the desk clerk, get a new key, and I'd be fine. I got in the elevator, pushed the lobby button, and took a deep breath. I could do this. I love that confidence.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a choice. If you didn't have any other option, you'd have to. Yeah, you'd have to go to the lobby and be like, I mean, I'm sure it does happen. I've heard of it.
I'm sure the lobby people are
they get it like every other week. Again. They're like, okay, here you go.
It's like the same TSA guy. He's like, I left my job looking at vibrators for this. So the elevator hit the lobby, and as the door opened, there before me was an entire wedding's worth of people waiting to check in.
No.
They were all candidly talking with one another, and then all eyes turned towards me, and chatter slowed until finally all of us were left in an uncomfortable silence.
That's worst case scenario. You get off the elevator into a wedding party. It's worst case. You're already in your underwear. Yeah. You're so humiliated. You're
like a hazing.
You were going to be humiliated to deal with just one clerk. Now you're seeing an entire wedding party. It's worst case scenario.
And that's the ultimate nightmare.
That's horrible. Yep.
I didn't know what to do. So I just got in line. There were about 8 people in front of me and I just waited
he didn't even bypass the line. He just stood there in his underwear.
That the receptionist wasn't like, oh, sorry, sir. Come up here. Like, what's going on? You're naked.
Well, yeah, what do you
but
do?
They didn't.
Like, I don't want to draw more attention to myself, but you're drawing a ton of attention just getting into a
line. You're standing in your boxers around everybody. So he wrote, all in all, it took me about 20 minutes to make my way up to the front, just standing there in his boxers.
That's a nightmare.
No one said a word to me, and I was inundated with sideways glances.
Of course they didn't say a word to you. They're like, what's up, streaker? Like,
I would have been like, hey, you got locked out. Go to the front of the line. I've been like, everyone, this guy needs a key. Like, come on.
Yeah, I think boxers. I would have had to try to like shimmy to the side and just be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I got locked out.
Do a robe.
You know, I don't have anything.
You can clearly see I'm almost butt naked.
Oh,
yeah.
What
receptionist is like, he can wait. You know what I mean?
That sucks.
So he gets to the top of the line and he gets to the desk clerk, and the desk clerk looked him in the eye and said, lock your key in your room? What a psycho.
Yeah.
I replied, what on earth gave you that idea? That's so embarrassing.
That's really embarrassing.
That's bad.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. We don't have any of those yet.
No.
Getting locked out.
That is a good one. Yeah, give us your lockout stories.
You get locked out.
Okay, this next one is a quickie. This comes from Lisa in Seattle, and she writes, I was thrift shopping at Value Village. Love a little thrift shopping. My shopping cart was behind me and I was looking at something on the wall. I was super fixated trying to figure out if it had a signature and to decide if I wanted to put it in my cart. So I went to reach my shopping cart without looking and pull it closer to me. Instead of grabbing my shopping cart, I ended up grabbing a random guy's ass. Oh, can you imagine? You're just absentmindedly like going to pull it and you just grab a dude's ass.
I love it.
I completely freaked out and I turned around. I forgot to even say anything. I was so embarrassed. She literally said nothing. The guy just got his ass grabbed and then she just
goosed.
Zoomed away.
Yep.
And he was like, he was probably like, wait, is she into me?
Excuse me, what does this mean?
Hey, I proceeded to see him 1 to 2 times more while I was in the store shopping. We did make eye contact once after I walked away and I just proceeded to avoid him at all costs as I continued to shop. I'm not sure why I didn't just leave the store.
I just love that she didn't say anything. She's like, I grabbed her butt, I'm out.
She was so freaked out that she couldn't even like compose herself enough to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was reaching for my cart.
Yeah.
So that's the best part because that leaves him like, can you imagine if you were in the store and someone just grabbed your ass and walked away? Like,
well,
I would be like, hey, get out of here, you perv. I would be like, did you just grab my ass? Like,
yeah,
I would say something. But I love it that the guy was just like,
but the guy like just went home and was like, honey, I still got it. You better believe that I got my butt grabbed. Okay.
I got my butt.
You're lucky to be married to me. Girls want to grab my butt in the store and for no reason.
I love it. Neither one of them said nothing.
He said nothing.
She said nothing. It just happened. Just a little butt grab.
Oh, I love that.
Send us your butt grab stories.
I feel like that's happened many, 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 many times.
Yeah. And we had that other story earlier with the grab in the restaurant. Remember?
Oh, yeah. With the grab in the crotch. That was a grandpa.
That was a good grab. That was a good grab.
Grandpa.
Yeah. This was a
grandpa
good,
got groped.
Yeah. Grandpa got groped.
Okay. I have one more.
Yes.
Okay. This is from Annette in Malibu. She writes, this story is so embarrassing, it wrecked a relationship.
Oh, no.
Yep. Let's hear it.
When embarrassment goes wrong.
I know. I love Chris Martin's music. End of story. No, I'm just kidding.
Just want to put that out there. I'm a huge Coldplay fan.
That's what she wrote. Ever since A Rush of Blood to the Head, I have been hooked. I love Coldplay so much that if I had to declare a hero, it'd be Chris Martin.
Wow.
I know.
That's intense. I mean, they are really good live.
They're
good.
Have
to say. I've seen them a couple. Yeah, I've seen them a couple times. They are actually like really
good. I'd like to see them live, I think.
Yeah, he puts on a phenomenal show.
He's
very talented.
Oh,
he's very talented.
Yeah, that guy. Memories have been made, relationships have been won and lost, moves across the country taken, all to the serenade of Coldplay music. I'm a diehard fan.
Wow.
My longtime girlfriend knew this and always rolled her eyes at me when I mentioned anything about them or played the music. Coldplay was not for her. Her and I were having dinner at Nobu in Malibu, and we'd gotten pretty tipsy. We'd split a bottle of wine with dinner, and we're about to check out. She went to the restroom, and I turned around to see Chris Martin walking towards a table. Not mine, but one close by, and he'd be walking right by me. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Your hero
is like, because we live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly. They're like everywhere. My soul left my body, and before I knew it, I was standing up, blocking his way. He stopped. I looked him straight in the eyes and I said, I'm a huge fan of yours and just had to tell you that you'll never know what your music has meant to me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
He said, oh, right on. I love to hear that. It means so much. I then babbled on and told him that I'd seen Coldplay almost every tour they'd had. This moment in time was the most special moment I'd ever had.
Aww. Oh, that's nice, but also calm down.
I know, girl.
I'm like, just see the one part and then like you should. I know. I'm nervous for her. I'm nervous for him. Like, don't approach celebrities if you're going to. Like, just do a quick little, you mean so much to me. You're amazing. And like,
then,
bye-bye.
And then like get out of the way.
Yeah, you're incredible. Just want to tell you that. Bye.
Yeah, just hi. Love your work.
Hi, you're great. Bye.
Adios. Yeah. Hi, you're great. Bye.
Yeah. Keep it short. Keep it simple. And now
he just looks around like,
you can't,
who was that?
But people you're get gone. So nervous and they get so excited that that's when they just like nervous babble because they're just like, oh my God, I love you. And then they just like word vomit everywhere.
They think that they know you, you know, because music has been with her.
That
her whole
is
life.
Her number one favorite. She like worships him.
Can
like,
you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, she's been waiting.
See, that's
for
intense.
This.
That's literally her idol. So she's like met her idol.
At some point, my girlfriend had wandered back up behind us. Excuse me, but I need to get to my party over there, he said. I didn't blame him. I realized I was standing in his way awkwardly telling him my life story. My girlfriend then said loudly, you don't talk to her like that. She loves your music, and this is how you talk to her?
Oh, no.
She worships you.
Oh, no.
And you know what?
No.
I don't get it. I think your music is so boring, but she loves it.
Oh, no.
I went blind.
But he didn't even like talk bad to her. He just said he needs
like,
to get to his table.
Because like, that's all she heard.
Oh, no.
I swung around and told her to stop talking. Chris Martin was cool about it and just nodded and walked past us to his table. I felt like my whole face was boiling.
That's so embarrassing.
What is wrong with you? I whispered. She shrugged and said he was being an asshole and she was defending me. I paid the check. I floated out in a shocked daze and I drove her all the way back to her place in North Hollywood. The entire car ride, I had an existential crisis. I whispered the whole time and told her what I'd said before. She'd ruined everything. We broke up. I don't regret it. She was fun, but she yelled at Chris Martin.
Wait,
and that was
unforgivable. Broke up with her girlfriend for
that? Yes, I would too. Oh my
no,
God,
I
would.
I don't think that's fair.
I would
because,
have dumped that person in 1 minute.
Okay, I don't think that's fair because I think it was a misunderstanding because it was a misunderstanding.
Was.
Because she was, like, I think it was actually really sweet that she was trying to, like, stand up for her
Chris
girlfriend.
Martin's
yeah,
face?
Yeah, I actually think that's really sweet because she thought he was being rude to her. Once she explained, like, no, like, this is what happened before, then she should have been like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Idol is Bob Dylan, and if someone came up and was like, you don't talk to her like that, I would have been like, you're a drunk mess, like, I'm done with you, we're over.
But what if she did come along when he was being kind of rude?
Well, that's all she heard, you're right. No, I totally agree with you,
you know,
that's all she heard.
So I think it's actually really sweet she was trying to defend her friend and didn't give a fuck about Chris
Martin.
This
is like the moment the girl has been dreaming about her whole life.
No, it's super embarrassing.
And then her girlfriend just like yells at him without investigating a little bit.
It sounds like she loved Chris Martin more than her girlfriend.
She's like, seriously. I'm like, okay, well, she probably did. She probably did.
She was like,
She just wrote, I can almost laugh about it now, but just barely.
No, it's definitely embarrassing and cringy that
it's
that
so
happened.
Cringy.
But I don't think it was breakup worthy. I do feel bad for the girlfriend.
I would have dumped that girl flat. I would have been like, you can walk home and goodbye and give me your shoes because you're walking home.
Wow, Chris Martin broke them up.
Well, and also like
broken
how embarrassing.
Up by Coldplay.
He's sitting there like, oh, thank you, fan. And then her like friend comes up and is like, your music's boring. Like, get out of here. Like the things celebrities have to weather. Imagine what Taylor Swift has to go through.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is embarrassing though.
Yep. It is. Yeah. Tell us your embarrassing celebrity stories.
Yes.
You have them.
Oh, we want those. Let's do a whole show about those.
Let's do a whole show about
those. Let's do a whole show about those. What? Again with my terrible Irish accent? I'm sorry, Ireland. Please sponsor our show, Ireland. Please. Give us another chance.
That's our show for the day.
Here's
my bad accent for you too.
Yours is really
it's
good.
It's terrible. Are you kidding me?
No, yours is like,
okay, you know what?
It is. It's amazing. It should be on Harry Potter.
No, Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Aren't they English?
Oh, damn it. There could be an Irish character in there.
The fact okay.
They're
cool
spy, Katie. Oh, no.
We're going to end the show now because it's getting really bad. I sound like Lucky Charms. What is me Lucky Charms? I sound like that. That's my Irish just from Lucky Charms.
I like it.
It's time to end the show.
We gotta go.
We hope you liked it.
Yes.
And that's it. Yay. If you did like it, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you have a show and if you have a story that you would like to share with us, one of your embarrassing stories, you can share it with us at beatrebpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to support our show, you can buy us a coffee at our Patreon, which is linked in our show notes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you can't beat them, join them. See you next week.